Anyway, there's Pat Hughes is joining us. He's the president of a nonprofit, Liberty Justice Center, and he feels that businesses should have the right to challenge the mandates, and they're looking to mount a legal challenge, and they will represent businesses pro bono for free. They've had an enormous success with national cases, and at the Liberty Justice System, you know, they're a non-for-profit working for the rights of individuals. And their lawsuits, I find pretty fascinating, and I just think it's something you might want to be aware of. But anyway, one of them is, in 2018, Liberty Justice Center restored the First Amendment rights of more than 5 million public employees. They were involved in that landmark Supreme Court victory, Janus versus Ask Me. The union, the decision determined government employees no longer have to pay union dues or fees to government unions that they don't believe in, and which take positions in which they disagree. Anyway, so obviously a serious law firm. So here to talk about what they're doing here is Pat Hughes. Pat, welcome to the program.
Hey, Sean, thanks for having me. Hey, I'm loath to agree with Nancy Pelosi and Jen Psaki, but when they say the federal government can't use OSHA to mandate vaccines on businesses with more than 100 employees, they're absolutely right. The law does not provide the Biden administration to mandate the vaccines through the OSHA law. They're trying to use these emergency temporary standards, which were reserved for things like asbestos. I think the last case, Sean, was in 1983 when, you know, I was in eighth grade. I'm 52 years old now, and they're trying to, you know, shoehorn and fit a square peg in a round hole, just like they tried with the eviction moratorium, and it's the same thing. So at Liberty Justice Center, we are representing companies that are other businesses that have over 100 employees in various parts across the country, and are wanting to challenge this mandate the minute that it's set down, because it's beyond the realm of Joe Biden's power per the Constitution. It's beyond what the OSHA law provides, and it's just another example of this administration and many on the left who are pushing COVID policies well beyond what they're entitled to do.
Now, there is a loophole, and that is that if you decide and make the decision or in consultation with your doctor not to get vaccinated, that you can get tested every week. Does that then therefore mitigate the mandate portion of this?
So I think that was an attempt by them to mitigate it, but I don't see it that way for a couple of reasons. Number one, the OSHA statute still isn't broad enough to allow that type of backup plan, which is why the administration put it in place. But also, Sean, think of it from a cost perspective, right? We're seeing, you know, 5% plus inflation. You talk about that on your program every day and every night. There's 11 million jobs that aren't being filled. The last thing that major employers need right now are additional burdens, are people who either don't want to get the vaccine, or maybe they don't want to be tested every week and they leave their jobs. This is going to hurt these large businesses. It's going to hurt employment. It's going to hurt the economy. So for all of those reasons, this is a bad decision, and I don't think the OSHA law provides them the right to do it. And really quickly, the one thing I really think about this is Biden has failed on Afghanistan, at the border, as you're seeing all weekend, the great reporting by Fox News, on the economy. His numbers are tanking on all those fronts, and the only place where he's sort of a little bit above water is COVID. And so he's doing these mandates.
Actually, I hate to tell you, there was a poll out last week. He's below water in COVID now.
Well, so now even he's losing that, Sean. But when he did.
By the way, remember, you know, at this point last year, you know, we're now this year 300 times, we have 300 times more cases of COVID positivity than we did last year before the election.
That's a really good indicator of how these things lag, because at the time he did this at the mandate, when he announced the mandate, this is what he had in his quiver in terms of popularity, and that's why he did it. And secondarily, he thinks he can say that everyone who's unvaccinated is a Trump supporter, and then therefore blame Trump and Republicans for everyone's woes in life. That's the two-step he's trying to pull off, and he's trying to squeeze that through OSHA. So there's pretext here, we call it in the law. He's not interested in saving people's lives with this mandate. He's interested in the politics of it.
Quick break. We'll come back. More Pat Hughes, president of the Liberty Justice System, on the other side. All right, as we continue, Pat Hughes is with us. He's with the nonprofit, the Liberty Justice Center, challenging the vaccine mandates around the country. Let me ask you this, only for the first time. Now, remember, it was about a year ago that Donald Trump actually got COVID, tested positive. and got the monoclonal antibodies like Regeneron. Eli Lilly has their version of it. And the only time Joe Biden ever mentioned it was when he was talking about the vaccine mandates, about a week ago. And my question is, why have they ignored this option? And now that, you know, Ron DeSantis set up these monoclonal antibody centers all throughout Florida, this was as a direct result of all the breakthrough cases we have, where you have fully vaccinated people now contracting COVID-19. Now, granted, there's less hospitalization, according to the numbers. There's less death, according to the numbers. But that's the Delta variant. What about the Lambda variant? What about the Mu variant? What about the variants behind these variants that will ultimately be coming our way, I'm assuming, considering viruses mutate all the time? So what I'm trying to understand is why wouldn't they, if you have a therapeutic like Regeneron, and I'm always telling people to talk to their own doctors. I'm not a doctor. I'm not qualified to tell people what to do. But if you got a breakthrough case or you weren't vaccinated and you test positive, you know, I would urge you to immediately call your doctor and ask about therapeutics like Regeneron and see what they say.
Well, it's insane for the administration not to promote whatever a doctor and their patient are discussing with respect to therapeutics and treatment, and particularly the ones that have gotten better. And again, and I hate to go back to it, the answer is politics. It's the same reason why having a prior infection, even though, like you mentioned previously, it gives you at least as much and almost likely way more protection than the vaccine does, but that doesn't qualify to keep your job. That doesn't qualify for you to ride in an airplane if we required vaccinations for riding on an airplane. Only vaccines do that. And the reason why the administration is setting it up that way, in my view, and the reason why I think our lawsuit ultimately would be successful, is the protectural nature of it. What they're really trying to get at is the politics. I want to blame someone else for COVID, and that someone else is Donald Trump and Republicans. Even though I'm performing terribly on it, that's what I want to do. And the best way to do that is to call out people who are unvaccinated for whatever reason and say that those unvaccinated people are the opponents. And that's the two-step that I think is leading to this mandate, and it's part of the reason why I think a judge will buy the notion that it's protectual and it's beyond the scope of OSHA, despite the fact that you look at the OSHA language, it doesn't fit within this context. But I think it's political, and it's a shame, because as you know and as you talk about every day, this is harming American citizens all across the country, the way the administration is attacking this, and it's unfortunate and it needs to stop.
Well, we appreciate it. How do people get in touch with you? That'd be interesting.
Yeah, so go to help@libertyjusticecenter.org or just go to libertyjusticecenter.org. We're, like you mentioned before, we don't charge fees to our clients. We're non-for-profit, and so we're happy to help anybody in this context and can be very, very helpful for a particular plaintiff, a particular business, and just for the cause generally.
All right, appreciate it. Very fascinating. We're going to watch this. First thing I said when Biden gave the speech is, I don't think this holds up constitutionally. First thing I said, my observation of it. As a non-lawyer, I'm going to follow these cases with great interest. Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it.